Well, I've always been at home, but I didn't go to work, you see, for some years. And then I went to work at Lutterworth. And I was there till I retired. At the Badanus Works, Lutterworth Hosiery.
What did you used to make?
Underwear.
Just underwear?
Well, they started making children's clothes, like jackets and things like that.
Do you remember outings? And
yes, they used to take us to Skegness once a year by train. Some good outings, meals on the train and everything. We went to Cleethorpes once and nobody liked it, so we never changed it again. Went for years.
Can you remember the coming of World War II?
Yes, because we changed over to a munition factory, and I worked there for 4 years. We worked shifts. I used to have to be there some mornings at 6 in the morning till afternoon, and then again in the evening 10 till 6 in the morning, and 3 shifts we had, and we kept the clock going, you know. Detonators for bombs I started with. It was horrible. It was a great round thing, and you'd got to keep putting these detonator things in, and there was a big rubber thing that kept pressing them down, you know, and it was I can't explain it. It was so queer. There were some great round rings, and you had to put the detonators in these things, and it was all gas, ever so hot, and it hardened the metal, you see. And it was terrible while you sat there putting them in. You didn't do it for long because it was too hot.
Did you? What could you do to protect yourself? What safety?
Oh, well, there was something in front of you. Blue flames came up, you see, and these things went through them.
And it was still mostly women?
Oh, yes, pretty well. Mm. Well, they came from everywhere to Lutterworth during the war. Wales and everywhere. They used to come about 40 at a time, you see, and then change over and another lot come.
Oh, and then they'd go back?
Yes, and then they'd come from somewhere else. We had the girls from the bulb fields, quite a lot, from Lincolnshire.
Where did they all stay when they came?
Well, they got lodgings where they could, and some had to lodge in Leicester, and just where they could get.
Did they have to do this? This was part of the...
Oh, yes. Well, you didn't say no. There was no picking your job in them days. Not unless you were lucky.